Your grandma might be Al-Qaeda. 20th of June, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UN News. Bethel, Minnesota. She's always been so sweet. A charming, harmless dispenser of cookies, anecdotes, and birthday cards filled with wrinkly $10 bills. But lately the changes are noticeable. She's smoking in the bathtub, often, conversing with the houseplants about the cost of health insurance. You notice a few brochures for a fundamentalist Islamic speaker at the local rec center / bingo hall, and disregard them as harmless junk. Lucky for the rest of us, the U.S. government didn't take your grandmother's interest in terrorism so lightly. Little Johnny Krall, 8 years old of Bethel, exclaims, quote, I never thought something like this would ever happen to me. My grandma's an Al-Qaeda, and I'm on TV and everything, unquote. He is, of course, still excited by the news that sent shockwaves through the small Minnesota community, whose population is so small that even when livestock are counted as people, census figures still total a mere 500 residents. Citizens of the town were saddened and hurt when their lovable, off-kilter sweetheart, Joanna Krall, 65, was exposed as a suspect with links to the wide-scale terror plot recently thwarted in Kentucky. Disheartened local chief of police Terrence Longborough says, quote, we all knew this was a bit, that she was a bit, well, she was known to bathe in the fountain outside City Hall from time to time. But seriously, we never thought it would come to this. This is pretty bad, man. Unquote. According to the reports, his office had been working closely with the FBI and CNBC in order to apprehend the potentially dangerous granny. The arrest of Joanna Mamula Abdullah Krall sent internet political bloggers, into whirlwind frenzies barely hours after her takedown. Rumors of other grandmothers possibly becoming ensnared in the clutches of Islamic fundamentalism are becoming hot topics on message boards across the globe. FBI sources close to Encyclopedia have made no official comment at this time, but did promise that, quote, we will make sure to make this country safe from all threats of terrorist activities. If Grandma wants to play the big leagues of international terror, she's going to have to rumble with the big dogs. Rough. Unquote. UN News is working on the deciphering of the possibly encrypted message. Krall has been under FBI surveillance for the last year after posting pro-Islamic messages on the forums of BettyCrocker.com. Her topic, entitled Fat-Free Bundt Cake, Perfect for Your Jew Friends, has been viewed over 100,000 times. During the raid on her small cottage-like home, numerous bombs shaped as cupcakes were found dispersed about the kitchen. Anti-Semitic propaganda and a needlepoint portrait of Muhammad were discovered as well. One town resident claims, quote, I can't really understand it. She went to church every Sunday, although the last couple of times she was stopped at the door for carrying a gasoline container and some matches, unquote. The number of grandmothers on the FBI's terrorist lists, suspects list is currently undisclosed. However, the names of Phyllis Diller and Dame Edna are now recited on the FBI's website as persons wanted for questioning. Still, the issues concerning many political commentators. To quote one online poster, quote, my grandmother bought me a Cat Stevens album for my birthday for some reason. You think they might come and take her away? Unquote. Mamula Abdullah Krall is currently awaiting trial. This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.